the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu
Brothers and sisters, we concluded about this part of the Kumail supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik, there is no deity but you, glory be to you and yours is the praise. That the true monotheist is the one who believes in this word, which is called tahleel, La ilaha illallah, or La ilaha illa ant, sincerely and wholeheartedly. Such a person will remove any other deity from his thoughts, from his lifestyle, from his practices in life. And this is the best place in the Kumail supplication that such a word can be uttered by the servant. Because now the supplicant is aware of his destitution and his weakness and has confessed to his sins. And now he is aware that the Almighty Allah is his only way out of the problems. Now he confesses and says, La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you. Subhanaka wa bihamdik, glory be to you, and yours is the praise. So we were talking about the La ilaha illallah, which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this regard says, this is the cost of paradise. This sincere uttering of there is no deity but Allah, there is no deity but Allah, is the cost of paradise. In one of the traditions, it has been said that a man came to the fifth infallible Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and asked about the Prophet's tradition about the cost of paradise. Imam alayhi salam said, it is true, that man returned from the house of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, but then the Imam ordered him to return. Then he stated, there are some conditions for Tawheed, and I, who is the infallible Imam, selected by Allah, obeying whom is obligatory in every aspect for the servants, am among its conditions. So Imam introduces himself as the conditions of receiving the results, receiving the rewards of uttering, sincerely uttering these words, La ilaha illallah. However, the only way for human salvation is belief in Tawheed, Allah's unity, and its condition, of course. It has different conditions, which have been mentioned throughout our traditions.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In other words, when a human knows Allah as the only deity who possesses and gives sustenance to everything and everyone in the world, and when the person confesses to it verbally, accepting the prophethood of the prophets and the imamah of the infallible imams, as well as the Holy Quran, he has for sure resorted to the only key of salvation available on earth. This means he will now keep himself away from what the Almighty Allah has declared unlawful. After confessing to the unity of Allah, every good act of human would be accepted. And if he does something wicked, he would be forgiven after regret and repentance, of course. Without Tawheed, however, no good deed is accepted. Even the smallest sins are not forgiven if Tawheed is missing. In fact, this Tawheed, one of the reasons why this phrase has been mentioned in this part of the supplication, away from it being the best place, is that it is acting as one of the conditions of those previously mentioned graces of the Almighty Allah. If you want the Almighty Allah to forgive you, if you want the Almighty Allah to conceal your wicked acts, and if you want Him to transform your wicked acts into good ones, this is the condition. قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Sincerely uttering and sincerely practicing. If the believers in Allah's unity get subjected to chastisement in hereafter for wrongdoing, they will be saved for sure for the blessing of Tawheed. This is why we say, this is why the infallibles have said that the cost of price is La ilaha illallah. In this regard, dear listeners, we have many important traditions cited in authentic tradition books, and we will narrate some of them in the next program, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.